You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today is the second day of the annual Visionary Conference. And although the event is sadly fully booked, here on Connect Radio we are bringing you some of the highlights. And yesterday we were speaking about climate change, and today we're talking about wellbeing. Today's wellbeing session is titled Laughing Matters, and here to tell us all about it is Amy from Visionary UK and the much-loved female clown, DeCastro. Thank you both so much for joining me. So first of all, Amy, can you tell us a little bit about why it's so important to have a wellbeing session in the conference programme in the first place?
Yeah, of course. As you say, Ellie, when we talked earlier in the week, we talked about the themes around the conference. And this year's conference is called Rainbows, Disruptions and Transformations. And it's really harnessing the positives from the horrendous time that we've all been through over the last 18 months during the pandemic. Just to break that down, really, the rainbows are our positive outcomes from the storm. What have we learned? How have we changed? How have we adapted what we offer in light of what we've learned, really, over the past 18 or more months now, isn't it? The disruptions is really around, we all had this massive disruption to our lives last March. We all reacted, we all had a response, and it's linking back to the rainbows, how we can positively channel that. So in the future, we kind of can disrupt our own practices and ask those difficult questions around why are we doing it? Is this the right way to do it? And that we've all kind of experienced over the last 18 months and responded to. And then transformations is, as we talked about before, it's we've faced immense hurdles due to the pandemic. Radical transformation will be required to overcome many of the challenges that we're still facing as a result of that, to ensure that blind and partially sighted people are not left behind and that the support that people are receiving is still timely. So, as you know, through the pandemic, we've been offering at Visionary an extensive online programme of peer support, learning our sharing, learning our best practices, good practices, and even those times when it perhaps hasn't gone well and what we've learned from that. But through all those conversations we've had with members and partners and our colleagues across the sector, a common theme has been how exhausted people have felt, those personal feelings of dealing with your what's going on personally and professionally within your lives. And it is exhausting, and people have said they've actually got nothing else to give. There's all these demands and they're at their limit. And that's why, as part of the conference this year, and it's the first time we've ever done it, is to offer some wellbeing opportunities. So a little bit of time and space is created for the individual to take time out or to try something new that is just for them, and for them to kind of take a deep breath and kind of, you know, wellbeing. You know, take some time for their own well-being. So we've got Rashmi Becker from Step Change Studios as well, who's going to do some seated Latin dance for us. We've got a completely blank space where we're encouraging people to take time out from tech and do something just for them. You know, those moments where you kind of go, you know, I just wish I could just sit and have a brew, or I wish I could just go and sit outside, or what? It's those kind of moments. And then, of course, we've got DeCastro, who's with us today, offering the Laughing Matters sessions. And obviously, I'll leave DeCastro to tell you about that. But it's really thanks to Wilberforce Trust, who introduced us to DeCastro earlier in the year and actually have made it possible for us to welcome her to along to the session. So I guess I'll leave it to you to say more, DeCastro, about what you're offering us.
What's the session going to look like then, DeCastro? What is Laughing Matters?
Well, Laughing Matters is a session of laughter yoga. And laughter yoga was created many years ago by a GP in India who was doing research into happiness and health. And he discovered that when you laugh, you produce endorphins, and endorphins is the well-being of to keep us okay, isn't it? It's the natural drug to keep us up. And also the yoga bit is about the breathing that He knew the air on your lungs. And that makes you use all the air that is stored on your lungs and you don't normally use. So, but the main thing is that you feel so good after such a session. And the breakthrough is that your brain doesn't recognize when you're laughing for real and when you're faking your laugh. So the brain will produce the endorphins all the same. Because if I go, ha, 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 okay, it's false. But the brain doesn't know that. So also, and then releases the endorphins. So you fake it till you make it, because when you start laughing, even if it's a false laugh, the laugh is contagious. And then we start laughing with the other one. And then we start laughing about the absurdity of it all. And then it all becomes real. So what the session is about, it's about it to provoke, to have triggers, little things that we do that triggers you laughing. And then it's a collective thing. And then we start laughing and you laugh. You have all these triggers. And then you have a moment where you breathe afterwards, that you reflect a little bit, is what we call the laughing meditation. Because you just close your eyes and then we can't stop laughing. We just keep laughing out of nothing, just for the pleasure of laughing. And that's it. The sessions, they normally last between half an hour to an hour. And that is a very good thing. I must say it changed my life when I learned it and started using it. And is now a very interesting thing to do online, because when you do in person, as many people we have, better. But when you do online, we need to have less people. I've been fortunate to get the support of Susan Clark from Ingenious Fools, who offered me an opportunity to create an online format for it. And so that is working very well. So it's fun, you know.
It does sound fun. It sounds fascinating. I had no idea that your brain can tell the difference between when you're actually laughing and when you're pretending to laugh. That's fascinating.
It's fascinating because also, for example, when you have a good cry, yeah, when you sob, you also feel better afterwards, isn't it? So the movement of crying and laughing, the physical movement is the same. It's to do with your breath. And it's the same physical movement. And then the brain releases endorphins all the same. So when you cry, you feel better afterwards. Yeah, but I'm not here to cry. I'm here to laugh, because it's much better, it's much more fun, it's contagious. And it's amazing this. It's really, really amazing.
How do you think people feel after the session?
Oh, I think they feel much lighter. I think the endorphins kick in. That's why after we trigger and you laugh for a period of time, we have to kind of cool down a little bit, breathe a little bit to let the endorphins to kick in. I mean, it's a good thing to do, to have a maintenance of it. You do a one-off is very good. But however, if you can do every week or to have a continuous sessions, it's very good. However, do know, if you can't do that, you just have to be aware that maybe when you are in the shower, you have a laugh with yourself, or when you find something funny, you laugh a bit longer. So just to take the opportunity of laughing. So it's people feel much, much better, must say.
It is so important to remember to take those moments for yourself, isn't it? And just not be so serious all the time.
Very much so. Very much so. I think this conference is an important one. It's coming in a very good time when people start going out or, don't know, come going to discovering what's the new normal. Because it's not come back to normal. There isn't a comeback. There isn't awareness that there is a new normal. And that sometimes is very scary. You know, we don't know what we're dealing with and how much the lockdown has transformed each one of us, the effect that it had in each one of us. So I think this conference is really, really amazing. You know, really amazing.
It is, absolutely. You're definitely right there, De Castro. It's been fascinating to talk to you, and I hope that everything goes well today. And if it doesn't, just fake it till you make it. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.